This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I need to warn you, listeners of What's On Your Mind, that we are at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion, and that part's fun, but one part that comes with it is a parade every day at 10 and 2, and they start with big steam engines, and steam engines have a really loud horn on them. And the sound you'll soon hear is going to, it about curls my... My hair, it's just like, yeah, woo! It's one of those that just, it blows you back. So anyway, and I remember past years doing the show out here where we couldn't even hear a thing. I mean, you couldn't hear yourself think when that was happening. So just a little FYI that's going to happen. That's part of the fun, though, at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion.
There it is!
Told you. I warned you. These three youngsters I'm looking at have their headgear on. They're smart idea. They've got a little ear protection. Big. Okay, I'm deaf. It's now official. So. Does this sound as loud as it does?
Yeah, it does.
Does it?
It does. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It sounds good, but yeah, it's unmistakably loud.
Well, at least I warned you, right?
Yeah, thanks for that.
You've been warned. Exactly right. All right, Senator Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up today on the program. Can you hear the sea whistle, Kevin, here in Rolog, Minnesota?
I just heard it, yeah.
Yeah. Did it make you want to be out here amongst all these tractors and threshing and plowing and steam shoveling and all the rest?
Waking up in Bismarck and looking out my window made me want to be there with you. I just love the whole idea of being out on the prairie on a gorgeous August, late August day, and just being in nature. And of course, the festivities at Rolog are so impressive, to say the least. So, no, I'd love to be there.
Got a lot of ground to cover today on the program. We're going to start with some calls that have been waiting to weigh in on a question about farming, and this is something obviously you talk about plenty with the challenges of certainly trade deals, getting those right. But just even before there were trade deals in Donald Trump, there's been challenges the last number of years in agriculture. And we had a listener call and said basically that it thought it was ridiculous that the price he was getting for wheat right now is the same as it was, you know, 20, 30 years ago. And the government needed to do something. And so I asked the question, well what should the government do? And so that has prompted a few calls. So I imagine you're going to hear a little bit about that today as well. And we'll start with Harold in Reeder for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Harold.
Further to your conversation with that gentleman who had been farming and said that wheat prices were cheaper now than they were 60 years ago, Farm Bureau article states that in 1980, the farmers and ranchers received 31 cents for every food dollar. Today, they're getting 15 cents for every food dollar. What the federal government should do is start to bust up the monopolies that the ag community has to fight with or fight against. There are four packers that control 80% of the beef cattle kill. That's a monopoly. You go to the grocery store and you buy food products, when the price of the grains are going down, the stuff in the grocery store is going up. Yesterday, I was looking at a box of Cremette elbow macaroni. It was a 7-ounce package. I've never seen such a small package before. That was priced at $1.50. So that's well over $3 a pound for that. A few years ago, you could buy that for $1 a pound. I called Cremat one time here 3 years ago and asked him, why'd you raise the price? I said, fuel costs are down. Wheat's down. And they said, oh, we just decided we want to raise the price. And to me, that's the response of somebody that's got a monopoly.
I'm going to piggyback on that, Harold, for Kevin here and give him a chance to respond. Somebody texted, I think the frustration, that fellow that called you, is trading their crops. The person trading the crops is making millions. The people feeding the world are only getting pennies from it. And that's partly where Harold went as well, that you know, the pain point is in, you know, somewhere down the chain. What are your thoughts on that?
So you're right. That was a good piggyback, because Harold and that text or emailer make the same point, and that is, I think Harold called it the food cost, the price of the commodity in the food cost. And part of the issue, Scott, is that the crops that we grow are a commodity that are traded on a world market, and we produce a lot of it. And with every generation of new technology, we produce more of it on this, the same acre, if you will. And so production is the supply side of the formula. Harold makes a couple of, I think, interesting and worth exploring comments about two different industries, one being the meat packers. So he called the four large meat packers a monopoly. I would argue it may be more of an oligopoly than a monopoly, because monopoly is one, but four is a pretty tight-knit group. And I'd have to dig back here a few days in my records, but I think Sonny Perdue just initiated an investigation into that very point. And what's precipitated it was a recent fire at one of the plants, and the plant, I think, makes up like 5%, perhaps something like that, or at least the fire affected 5% of the the production, and yet we saw a spike in the price of beef, and it appears that the spike in the price of beef was not commensurate with a 5% loss of production, and so. Sonny Perdue actually did initiate an investigation into that. And I might have some of my facts wrong there, Scotty. So I'm just sort of thinking out loud while I'm sitting in the passenger seat of the car here. But I think Harold makes a relevant point that the government, that this is a government role, and that is guarding against monopolies and oligopolies and any type of collusion, price collusion that could be out there. Now, at the same time, there are other things that are being done. I think of North Dakota, and he references Cremet. Well, you might recall that a group of wheat farmers in North Dakota got sort of fed up with all of that and started their own pasta co-op. And when it became very successful, and they were buying, durum from Canada because it was less expensive to buy the durum from Canada, they built a very successful business and sold it to a corporation or went public and sold it. So, capitalism, it works in cycles, and certainly commodities work in cycles. The role of the government, in my view, in agriculture should be minimal, but the minimal part should be providing the safety net so that you at least protect farmers from large price swing problems or certainly other issues that are beyond their control, such as weather and things like that. And that's why we have a crop insurance program that allows farmers to have enough of a safety net to be able to go to their bank every spring and get the financing that they need. And then to Harold's point, to guard against monopoly behavior, which is, there's a due process for that, and it is even in our capitalist system against our regulations and our laws to have a monopoly that is coerced. The other thing, though, I would state, the other big thing that the government has to be doing is, and if this didn't come up, I'll bring it up, and that is to work on trade deals with other countries. And on that front, we've had a very tough time. So you're right, before trade deals were bad, or before trade wars were started and before Donald Trump, we were in a very long down cycle in ag commodities. A lot of that's overproduction, less demand in other places. But we need to be working constantly to find more markets. And there has been to that point some pretty good news in recent days and weeks, particularly as it relates to Japan, which is, getting back to Harold's wheat example, Japan is North Dakota's second largest purchaser of high-quality hard red spring wheat, and they pay a premium for it. However, without a bilateral trade deal with Japan, there's a cost to that that Japan imposes on the United States that they don't on other competitors. With a bilateral trade deal, we would expect, at the very least, and make perhaps even better treatment than other TPP countries are getting. And so that's been good news, I think, on the wheat front, specifically, particularly the high quality. And by the way, this is North Dakota's advantage. We don't just produce a lot of things. We produce high quality things.
And that's what makes us such a valuable supplier. So it's a lot of things in one answer, but I'm also happy to hear other ideas that people might have.
Jerry and Napoleon, let's get you in here quick. What's on your mind?
Yes. Am I talking to you, Scott?
Yes, sir. You and Senator Kevin Cramer is here for the Talk Radio Channel. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay, here's one idea for grain. Years ago, they had the loan prices on wheat, corn, soybeans.
Right.
It's pretty much eliminated as we know it now because the prices are so low. If the price of wheat, for instance, was at a loan value of $5.75, these elevators wouldn't be picking it up for under $5 anymore, like they are today.
Right. So in those days, it was called the loan price. We still have something similar with regard to the crop insurance program and the part that it's a much more modest approach, but it's also what farmers have been asking for. So somewhere in between all of that, there needs to be lies
and faith. Hold that thought, if you would, Senator Cramer. And Jerry, we'll get you the rest of your answer on the other side of the break. Talk Radio Town Hall Friday with Senator Kevin Cramer. We're in Roll On today. More after this.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spa and Pool Tables, too. We talk spas, we talk saunas, we love them all, but you have a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about some of the gaming.
Well, it's billiards, it's shuffleboard, bubble hockey, you know, and all the things that don't require electronics. It's good old family get-together, recreation in the basement during our long winters, and just it is truly part of Every Day Made Better if you get together as a family and friends and get to play on an Olhausen or Brunswick table.
And you know what? You can have a logo of your favorite team right on there as well. Shuffleboard on the pool table, that's a nice little touch for some remodeling projects going on too, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of Bison and UND tables, and even you've seen the University of Mary and Jamestown University, and you can totally customize it if you'd like, and the sky is the limit on what you can do with an Olhausen billiard table or shuffleboard table.
Just plain fun waiting for you at Hot Springs, spas, and pool tables too, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, tell them Scott sent you.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mine as well as me, Todd Mitchell, we're all powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. The 2020 GMC Sierra HDs are in. That great tailgate you might have seen in the 2019 Sierra 1500. Now you can get them 2500, 3500. You've got to check them out. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
And we're also brought to you by our friends at Plains Ag, West Plains and Northern Plains Equipment. MyPillow, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Great deal right now. Great deal going on. If you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Our broadcast from the Bison opener at Target Field this weekend. The game will be on 550. Steve Hallstrom, Alex Benzagala down there for a little preview coming up a little later on in the hour, so stay tuned for that. Continuing our conversation, Senator Kevin Cramer's here at the Talk Radio Town Hall every week for a full hour to end the week. How about that? That's what we do on What's on Your Mind. So you were in the middle of your answer to Jerry and Napoleon. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know that it was much of an answer except more of a history. So the current loan program, again, we'll get back to wheat. There's a whole bunch of every crop has some loan rate. I think wheat is under $3.50. So to the caller's point, he's saying if it was five, it would be a lot better. It'd probably be more commensurate with the cost of farming today. That said, that the 2018 Farm Bill did extend that program, but the more modest program for a safety net has been the crop insurance program that includes, of course, all these various numbers, but it allows the farmer to go to the bank and get the loan. I would submit to you that in some cases, I think you could look at it commodity by commodity and see whether or not there needs to be more, a higher subsidy level, if you will. But at the same time, Scott, I can tell you that while you and I have this conversation and while I sort of espouse some of these thoughts and theories, there are people listening who go, wait a minute, I'm making money at this rate, and they're looking for opportunities in the lower loan rate as opposed to the higher rate. What I have often said in defense of the industry of agriculture and in defense of sort of the more the North Dakota family farm culture that we have compared to more of a corporate farming culture in other places, that even in our culture, farms are getting bigger. I don't think there's any big surprise in that, and that efficiency matters and whatnot. But there's also safety in the diversity of a North Dakota system. And so we need to have a base safety net that protects the industry of farming. And while you can't protect every single circumstance or every single farmer, it's still appropriate for the government to play a role in a safe and low-cost food supply. And we do have a very low-cost food in the United States. But I still get back to that issue of, the how much of it does the farmer get while other things go up? Or when input costs come down or input costs go up, why doesn't the price of the commodity go up as opposed to just the price of the food? And I think some of that's just the fact that our farmers grow more and more on the same land, every year because of technology and chemicals and fertilizers and all those other things.
Jerry, anything else?
Let's get more markets. That's what my biggest thing is right now. Let's get more markets for commodities. Be more competitive in Japan and be more competitive in Australia or Argentina and other places. And, get back to at least a level playing field, if not an advantageous one, with some of our trading partners.
All right. Jerry, anything else you want to add before we let you go?
No, that's about it, other than federal crop insurance is getting way overly priced. I think too many more farmers can afford it anymore.
Yeah, no, you know what, Jerry, now we could really have a fun discussion. I appreciate you saying that because there seems to me that there should be a way to have a more competitive price safety net, realizing that, you pay for what you get in a sense. But as big and diverse as farms are getting, I'm seeing more and more people opting out of it, or at least talking about opting out of it, in which case you have fewer people buying it, which, of course, makes it more expensive again. So I think these next 5 years of the current farm program, we ought to be looking closely at crop insurance and how we can make it both more affordable and make it more successful for the farmer. And I'd be open to all kinds of ideas that people might have because I'm sure that I haven't thought of the best one.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate the call. Glad you're listening. St. Anthony is where Jim is at. Jim, go ahead.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Jim, we have a really bad connection here. I'm going to have Daniel work with you to see if we can figure that one out. But right now, it's tough to hear you, so hang tight.
He sounds like he might be in a combine. Maybe when he gets to the top of the hill, that'd be fun.
All right, let's go to Wilson. Is it Cabot? Go ahead.
Yeah, you've got that, Craig. I just wanted to comment on the letter the gentleman wrote about the blinkers and add a couple things. Newton's third law states an object in motion tends to stay in motion. when you're looking at big rigs, me as a professional driver, when I'm loaded, 100,000 pounds. Now, you compare that to your average vehicle being 4,000 to 8,000 pounds, and the number of wheels on a truck versus the number of wheels on a car, simple math says we cannot stop fast. We would love to, but we just can't. You know, we need drivers out there to realize that as much as we would love to be able to stop on a dime, we can't. And since you have Senator Kramer on there, I'd like to bring up the overbearing regulations on commercial trucking. I don't know if you've ever looked at the FMCSA manual, but it's ridiculous. It's a three-ring binder that's 4 inches thick, and it's full.
No, I appreciate you bringing it up, and I'm just going to presume, based on what I've just listened to, first of all, I'm going to presume I'm in the middle of a different discussion at the beginning, but now that you brought up the FMCA, I'm going to presume that you work for either yourself or a smaller entity rather than a very large trucking entity, because I think the FMCA and the regulations for trucking are one of the clearest examples that regulations are oftentimes written on behalf of very large entities to the detriment of the entrepreneur. And they become barrier to entry, which is why you often see, Scott, large corporations that don't oppose very strongly regulations, because as long as they can comply with them, they worry less about the smaller guy complying with them. Would that be an accurate assessment?
That would be completely accurate. I'm an owner-operator, single truck operator. I have my own company. And yet, I try to comply with them as much as I can.
Sure. No, this is something we've worked a lot on with the Department of Transportation, and clearly we have a more attentive audience today than we've had in the previous administrations. And it's still, Scott, here's one more of these circumstances that I keep getting increasingly frustrated by, where even under the Trump administration, the bureaucracy is so thick and so deep and so powerful that the administration itself at the highest levels, only has so much power, or at least they only exert so much power, and it's very frustrating. But at the same time, I don't think we can let anybody off the hook. If you're proposing or enhancing or not fighting against large regulations or more regulations on behalf of large employers, you're not thinking about the entrepreneur, and it becomes a barrier to entry. Now, what that robs you of, Scott, is not only new startups and new companies and more family-owned businesses. It robs you of all of the innovation that the entrepreneur may never get to market because they don't have the resources and they can't stay in business long enough to share their ideas.
Yeah, we saw that recently in a tour of a popcorn factory in Devil's Lake. Yeah, there are all kinds of new rules on food and processing and basically, inspectors come in and say, yeah, these are designed to smoke out the little guys for the big guys. So that's something that would be right in the Trump-Kramer wheelhouse to take on. Thanks, Cabot. More coming up.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Imagine the perfect flow of grain from the field to the bin. Imagine a single rotor that ensures both quality and productivity. An advanced system that optimizes harvest settings on the go. You don't have to imagine. With features like AFS Harvest Command, an axial flow combine from Case IH always delivers the perfect flow.
Plains Ag supports NDSU athletics. Go Bison at Target Field.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Forecasters are now using the word catastrophic to describe how strong Hurricane Dorian may be when it slams into Florida late on Monday or early Tuesday morning. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, says it's too early to make decisions about evacuations, but when evacuations are ordered, the people who are supposed to abide by them better do so.
They're not going to do that lightly. I mean, they're doing that because they're anticipating really significant storm surge that can be life-threatening.
President Trump Trump tweets he was unfairly treated after the release of the Inspector General's report on former FBI Chief James Comey. The report says Comey mishandled personal memos that he wrote about the private meetings he had with President Trump. The president tweets that tens of millions of his supporters had their rights and liberties stripped away by a dishonest fool. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
At Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion in Rolog, Minnesota, continuing our conversation with Senator Kevin Cramer and your calls in just a moment. But Steve Hallstrom is down to the Twin Cities, counting down to the first Bison game of the year. They take on Butler at Target Field, and it's tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun. And I understand the Bison Nation is in full force, headed down there, and you're seeing lots of Bison fans. Is that right, Steve?
Yeah, I don't know if full force is the word yet, Scotty, but getting there for sure. Lots of green and gold on the streets of downtown Minneapolis here today, as the big game is tomorrow. NDSU brings a 21-game winning streak into this game, Scotty. 21 straight wins. That's pretty darn good, and I don't think a lot of people are expecting it will end tomorrow. It's sort of just a matter of what the final score might be, but you never quite know what might happen in college football games, so I don't know if there's a lot of drama, but hey, it'll be fun to see how it unfolds. Seven starters back for NDSU from last year's team. A lot of new faces. The head coach is brand new, Matt Entz, the first-year coach of the Bison. He'll be in a baseball stadium coaching his first football game. Kind of an odd deal there. The NDSU team also has a new starting quarterback. Trey Lance is his name. He's from Marshall, Minnesota. He's a redshirt freshman, 6'3", 220 pounds. People think that he is going to be the next great Bison quarterback, but it's pretty tough to replace Easton Stick, who's now playing in the NFL for the L.A. Chargers. So yesterday, I got down to the Twin Cities a little bit early, went over to check out the Gopher football game. They were playing South Dakota State, so certainly a lot of interest in a couple of regional teams that Bison fans and the team know pretty well. And I thought, I wonder if I'm going to see any Bison football fans come over to this game with their green and gold on just to say, hey, we're here, we're loud, and we're proud, and we're getting ready for the big weekend. So I walked into TCF Bank Stadium, maroon and gold as far as the eye could see. There were a few streaks of blue and gold for the Jackrabbits. And, yeah, there were a few Bison fans wearing their green and gold. And there was one Bison fan who had on his NDSU shirt and his Gopher football cap.
I'll just get your names first of all. Tell me who you are.
Doug Mork from Bismarck.
Okay, and
Eric Mork in Seattle, Washington.
Okay, so I'm guessing there's a little family thing
right.
going on
that's
here.
That's right, my son.
Okay, so big weekend down here. You're at the Gopher game tonight, and then taking the Bison game on Saturday, right? So what do you think is going to happen this week? And give me a prediction on the games here.
I'll say Gophers 37-13, Bison 48-6.
But I like it. How about you?
I would go pretty close to that, although I think the Jacks may have a little more. But it's probably going to be a 28-17, 28-14 type game.
It's kind of fun being down here to see a little bit of scouting report on South Dakota State. What do you expect from the Jacks this year?
Well, they've got a good running back. They got a young freshman quarterback, just like we do. And the Bison are going to have their hands full with the Jacks as usual. But I think they lost quite a few good players. It could be a so-so year for them. They were weak on defense last year, the Jacks were. And I'm thinking they're going to have to shore that up to have any kind of time at all in the Missouri Valley.
Now, Dad, I see you got the maroon and gold on your head, and you got the green and yellow shirt on. So tell me about the allegiances to both here.
Well, we have some close friends at Tailgate close to the stadium here, and we decided to come down and take in this game, come a day early than we normally would. And I figured just out of respect for them, I'd get my Gopher hat out.
Now, are you giving Dad any grief for wearing Gopher colors today?
I was a little surprised. Yeah. Overall, I've had a lot of respect for the Gopher program in the past. I've always kind of liked them as a Big Ten school that I could cheer for, watch them and so on. They've been pretty... They have not been good in football for a number of years, and I'm hoping they can get a lot better.
You know, what do you think of this P.J. Fleck guy? You think he'll get it going in Minnesota?
Didn't they say that about Kill? Yeah, and they said that about Brewster as well. No, I think he's got his work cut out for him. A school this big should be better than this.
Yeah, that's right.
School is big.
South Dakota State seems like they're traveling pretty well. They got a good crowd here.
I tell you what, if it was a Bison crowd here, this place would be absolutely packed with green and yellow.
It would be hard to find maroon and gold in some places, wouldn't it? Yeah.
That's true.
Well, you guys have a great weekend. Thanks for visiting with me. Have a great time and enjoy the games.
Thank you.
Take care. Thanks, gentlemen.
Yeah, good to see you.
Appreciate it.
Are you working down here now, or what are you doing?
So the big event coming up tonight, 6 to 9 p.m., coming up tonight at the Renaissance Depot here in Minneapolis will be the NDSU Twin Cities Pep Fest. So if you're on the way down, maybe listening to us on the mobile app, heading down I-94, or maybe you're just ready to leave town. If you get down here by 6 o'clock tonight, big Pep Fest down here tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. So some fun times ahead tonight and then hopefully tomorrow for Bison fans as well. Remember, you can hear the game on 550 KFYR radio tomorrow. And the standard crew will be doing that game for you. Jeff Culhane will be joined by Phil Hansen and Jeremy Jorgensen on the broadcast call. Coverage begins at 2:30 p.m. coming up tomorrow. Our coverage of NDSU's trip to Minneapolis is brought to you by Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment, and by MyPillow, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Scotty, I don't know how well Matt Entz will sleep on his pillow tonight, his first game as NDSU head football coach, and nothing is quite like a regular football game down here tomorrow, but maybe that's a good thing.
Should be good. I was surprised you didn't argue with that guy about a big school like U of M should be better, you being the big Gopher fan that you are there and everything, but you kind of just let him give it to you there, so you're going soft.
He will get no argument from me. He's exactly right. Yeah. And last night the Gophers did win that game 28-21, but South Dakota State led that game in the fourth quarter. And South Dakota State looks very, very good, really tough on the offensive and defensive lines. And Minnesota's got a little bit of work to do. So good thing it's one game. And if you're a Gopher fan, at least they found a way to get the win.
Right on. Back at it on the Talk Radio Town Hall from Rolog. We'll be checking in with Steve one more time before the end of the program here today, so stay tuned for that. Jim in St. Anthony, sounds like we got a little better connection for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Yes. Is that better?
Slightly.
Yes.
Give it a try.
Cramer. Yes, Senator Cramer. Well, thanks for being on today. The conversation is just a revolving door as far as subsidies, insurance, markets, and it's got to get a little tiring to explain it over and over. But I appreciate you doing it. And I believe that, Senator, you know, as well as many others, that the agriculture industry is the only critical business in this country that's forced to sell at wholesale and buy at retail. So until we address that, things aren't going to get any better. So I'd implore to you, Senator, and to our new congressman, well, I brought this up to several weeks ago, and always goes back to the same conversation of, subsidies, insurance, and markets. And that's very, very important stuff. But we need to fix this great industry of ours, forced to sell into wholesale and buy at retail. That's what's really crushing us. And the fact of the matter is, it's going to take incredible political will. And I guarantee you, Senator, that if you take this on and put that on your mantle, as you become gain some notoriety nationally, and we're really lucky to have you here in North Dakota, I guarantee you we got your back, and you will get elected till you're sick of being elected into office. And that's all I have to say. I'd love to talk to you about this sometime. You know, off air. Sure. I have some ideas, and I wish you the best of luck with that.
Jim, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor and leave your either your email or your phone number, and I will connect you with Senator Kramer's office. But we'll go ahead and give him a chance to reply to your comment there.
So like you, Scott, I was having a hard time hearing some of that, but I think I got enough of it to know I'd love to visit with Jim off air sometime. You know, St. Anthony's close enough to Bismarck, maybe sometime we could actually get together and visit. But I love his attitude, and I think he's right about a foundational issue, and this is the struggle we're having right now. Now, here's what's interesting. When the cycle changes, and it will, commodity cycles just do eventually. Now, we sort of delay the change sometimes with some of our support systems because counter-cyclical support sort of keeps you in the counter cycle sometimes too long, but it will change. What I worry about is that when the price of commodities goes back up, we take our eye off the ball a little bit, and then the price of inputs continue to rise, or even if they fall a little bit, we get complacent and we forget what happens when the prices go back down. And of course, we live in a climate too, Scott. I think we have to admit we live in a climate where while we've found ways to genetics and technologies and new crops to diversify, we still have some limitations in our growing season in North Dakota. So I like exactly what Jim's saying. I'd love to discuss further his principle or his concept of, you know, buying retail, selling wholesale. He's exactly right. Those input costs do not come down with the price of the commodity that you're growing or that you're selling. Except maybe the wheat or maybe the seeds should, but I'm not even sure that happens because there's so much else that goes into them.
Tim, on the road, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind for Senator Kramer.
Well, thank you for taking my call today.
Thank you.
I want to touch on this this release of this report from this Inspector General yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
It's as I thought it would be, another whitewash of everything, of course, and I would make this prediction. I'll bet the both of you $100 bill apiece that you will never see a conviction of any of these criminals in that swamp or whatever you want to call it. I call it, you know, a corrupt thing. It's all just totally corrupt.
Well, I think swamp's pretty good explanation for it. Well, obviously, Scott, he's talking about the Comey IG's report on former FBI Director Comey. I wouldn't exactly call it a whitewash. I'm pretty sure Jim Comey doesn't call it a whitewash. It was, well, he may call it that, but I'm sure that's not how he feels. It was a condemnation of FBI Director Comey. I think from a legal standpoint, and I don't know that all the legal stuff is done yet, to be honest with you, but from a conviction standpoint, it does appear in reading the report, while as condemning as it is, and the fact that he led poorly, the fact that he released information, albeit not classified, he did leak information. He admitted to leaking information while testifying to a congressional hearing, or he leaked it through a friend and that leaked it to a reporter, and all of those things. That those are violations of policy and not violations of law because of the technicality of
classification. Can I interject something? Yes, can
please.
I interject something in?
Certainly.
It's
yep.
obvious we have a two-tiered justice system in this country. We have a sailor by the name of Christian Saucier. He spent a year in prison for taking a picture on a submarine.
Right.
We have another lieutenant, Curtis Lawrence, who fought back and...
I know where you're going with this, Tim. We're out of time here, so I gotta cut you short, but I'm as frustrated as you are by the whole thing, but obviously there's rules in the military that are different than the rules for the Department of Justice. You think the FBI director doesn't follow his employment report, doesn't follow department rules, will be able to get a harsher penalty, but we'll see. More after
got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mudjacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm AndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa's Andy, Flagpole Guy, Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming requests for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation route. Flag rotation is a great way to increase the flag's life, so email Melissa at AndyFlagpoleGuy.com to inquire about our flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've launched a new School of Engineering at Mary to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. At the University of Mary, we never stop innovating ways to serve our students, our region, and all the communities we touch, wherever they are. Our students are formed with the same heart for service. We're proud that our engineering graduates are poised to become dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu.
Mineral owners, can you predict the future? Mineral Tracker can. Mineral Tracker is an online app that provides North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to project their future royalty income. Our proprietary algorithms allow us to use current market variables and your mineral ownership to give accurate past income estimates and future projections for your royalty income. When your future is unclear, turn to Mineral Tracker to bring clarity to your financial future. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Brought to you by Dak Diesel. CJ and his team are the best at fixing anything diesel. So if you have a diesel tractor, truck, you name it, whatever it is, pickups, bring it in. They'll get it going again. Semis, they're great on those. Dak Diesel, they're in Bismarck, but they are actually right now servicing vehicles from all over because people brought them in there because they know how darn good they are, and they're not going to be back. So Dak Diesel, telephone number to sign up, 701-258-5011. Get yourself an appointment there, 701-258-5011. We have a short period of time left here, and Senator Kramer is about to walk into a town hall in Jamestown at Babs Coffee House for the next hour for the Coffee with Kramer event. So make sure you stop by there. Let me just finish up on James Comey here a little bit. I saw, and I mentioned this earlier, Victoria Townsend, Joe DeGeneva yesterday say that it was not prosecutable. And, you know, they've got enough credibility with the Trump folks. In fact, I even think there are Trump attorneys that say, okay, well, there must be something there about it not being prosecutable. But I got another text from someone here that said the FISA applications is where Comey's going to get his due, and that's the next IG report to come. So do you agree with that, that he probably is most vulnerable criminally there?
Well, I think lots of people may be most criminally culpable in that regard. I agree with Joe. I know George DeGena, if there was any chance of a prosecution, he'd be all about it. And when he says there isn't, I think we can all accept that there isn't. What we have confirmed is that, once again, James Comey's sleazy. We've confirmed that his arrogance and ego are bigger than his brain. I figured that out about the second time I heard him. And he probably should have kept his mouth shut yesterday rather than celebrating the fact that he's just been disgraced in the international arena. But, yes, I think he's still vulnerable legally, because there's a lot more investigating and whatnot going on that surrounds the whole premise of this investigation in the first place. And that, of course, is, I think, the FISA warrants. That's where there was real legal malpractice done.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to go find every Republican who publicly criticized the president for firing James Comey and say, what do you think now? Because you remember that meltdown? There was a lot of bedwetting going on, among Republicans, about James Comey being fired. And of course, it led to a special prosecutor. It led to the whole business with Mueller. But it shouldn't have, now that we know what we know, right?
Well, now that we know what we know, and by the way, James Mueller himself demonstrated that, 2.5 years later and $30 million later. So there's no question. There's still a lot of accountability yet to be waged, in my view, on all of this, Scotty.
All right.
I'm going to let you go on, because I got to get into this coffee with Grant McDonald. I'll look forward to seeing a bunch of folks here in Jamestown.
I know. That's happening in moments at Babs Coffee House in Jamestown. We'll let you go, Senator. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it. He had a busy week. He had an hour with us here in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Also with us from the border. And is going to be joining us on our special Monday edition of the Labor Day edition of the program, too, which is talking to some folks about their first job. So that should be lots of fun. Steve Hallstrom has a great job. He's down there covering the Bison-Butler football game, Target Field, tomorrow. What's happening, Steve?
Well, it's not bad as far as working conditions go, Scotty. No question about that. I'm overlooking Target Field, where the game will be played tomorrow. I got Fogo de Chao 2 blocks to my left, and I got Manny's about a block to my right. So what more could a guy want, right?
I'm drooling right now, just so you know.
There you go.
Fogo de Chao and Manny's, two of the best.
And some good football tomorrow. Our updates from Minneapolis are brought to you by Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment, and by MyPillow, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. So this is going to be a fun game for a lot of different reasons. NDSU only has 7 returning starters. They've got a lot of guys that have played, but a lot of new starters, and they've got a brand new head coach. Matt Entz takes over for the departed Chris Kleiman, who's now leading the Kansas State Wildcats football program. And Coach Entz, when he was a defensive coordinator at NDSU last year, he was in charge of recruiting the Twin Cities area. So for him to be able to come back here for his first football game, to bring back a lot of players that he recruited out of the Twin Cities area, is going to be an awful lot of fun, he says. And I just can't wait for the whole thing to get started tomorrow.
I love it.
Fantastic.
We've made hay down there. We'll continue to get down there and try to take the very best players out of it. I can just think of, I've had conversations with many of the Minneapolis or metro area players that are on our team, especially the seniors, and you hear the quantity of tickets they're needing. That's what this game's all about, is making sure that, our fans, North Dakota, Northern Minnesota, and the metro area have an opportunity to see us play football.
Scotty, you might be wondering now, will this be the biggest crowd ever to watch a Bison game? Because there are expected to be about 37,000-38,000 people attending here tomorrow. Well, no, that won't happen. The largest crowd ever to watch an NDSU football game was September 17th, 2016, when NDSU went down to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes and came away with a 23-21 win. So there will be a lot of people and a lot of Bison fans, but it will not be a record crowd tomorrow. Still should be a heck of a day. The weather looks like it's going to be perfect, and a lot of Bison folks are on their way down to the Minneapolis, St. Paul area to start enjoying a great weekend down here.
And we were there at both. Well, you'll be at both. I won't be at the one tomorrow, but I was at the Hawkeye game, which was great fun. That was a good time down there. So now you can see two milestones. That's super awesome. Folks, fantastic. Appreciate you listening. Thanks, by the way, to our friends at MyPillow and by Border Ag, Plains Ag, all of our fine sponsors on this very wonderful weekend for the Bison, West Plains, Northern Plains Equipment. God bless you.
Juven Tours and Travel makes travel fun, and you get to see the best shows like the Norse Cliff Fest. It's almost as good as being in Norway. Minot, North Dakota, September 25th through the 27th. Per person, just $5.59, and that includes everything, including your transportation, your hotel accommodations, and some great shows. Danny O'Donnell, Ricky Skaggs, and Kentucky Thunder, and Charlie Pride. Plus, Branson, North Dakota, for six big Christmas shows leaving October 31st. This is loaded up with fun. The Harry Truman Presidential Library, the Texas Tanners, the Daniel O'Donnell Christmas at Welk Resort Theater, Miracle of Christmas at the Sight and Sound Theater, and so much more, including the Titanic exhibit. Then, Christmas in Minneapolis. Two-day tours with guide motor coach, one-night hotel, two luncheons, a dinner, a breakfast, the American Swedish Institute, the Swedish Smorgasbord, the Minda Turken Church, and Skyrocket Carousel Farm. Center Lutheran Church, too. Does that sound like fun or what? Don't miss these great tours this fall from Juven Tours and Travel. Call 800-343-0093 or 701-237-9000. Online at juventours.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.